Eventually, William's father pulled him out of school. Learning to read would have to wait a few seasons. 3 winters later, conditions had improved. William returned to class when he was 17. He was there by sunrise, home after dusk. He studied spelling, defined words, practiced enunciation, learned math. Before long, he knew how to write too. One wintry evening, warmed by a fire, William grasped his favorite newspaper, The Colored American, an anti-slavery newspaper. It was owned and published by black people. They published stories that protested discrimination against black people in the North. They printed stories that encouraged emancipation of slaves in the South. The newspaper made William recall his parents' stories. Stories about slavery. Stories about escape. Stories about his older brothers left behind to suffer in bondage. William shouldered those stories into the next chapter of his life. By age 23, William craved more excitement, as any young man would. Life in the Pines moved at a snail's pace. Might the big city bring bigger opportunities? In 1844, he decided to find out. With $3 in his pocket and $1 billion in pride, William planted himself north of the Delaware River in East Philadelphia. First things first, he needed a job and a roof over his head. Neither came readily. For 3 long years, William bounced from low-paying job to low-paying job. He threshed clamshells, hauled wood, laid bricks. He peddled oysters, dug wells, hawked clothes. He worked on a dock, then at a hotel, barely earning the smell of money. Long cold winters, grumbling belly, no decent place to lay his head. Not as glamorous as the life he had imagined.